In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Today's gospel really gets to the very heart of our Christian lives in so many ways. Everyone here I know is familiar, at least you should be familiar, with Saint Porphyrius, who wrote this wonderful book, Wounded by Love. I think it came out about 10 or 11 years ago now. And it's an extraordinary book. It basically chronicles his spiritual life and all the wisdom that he attained. And Saint Porphyrius is an interesting sort of guy because he really came to Mount Athos around the age of 12 and was there between ages 12 and 17 and learning from many, many people there. And he tells a story about how one day he was actually in the chapel when a certain monk would come down to pray. This monk did not like, you know, any hoopla made over him or anything like that. He kind of snuck into the chapel and would pray and then would leave. And this man had a reputation for being quite holy, a genuine sanctified human being. And Saint Porphyrius said that as he was there, the man came into the chapel that day. And it was such an extraordinary experience for him because just by that man's presence, Saint Porphyrius felt absolutely infused with the love of God. Absolutely, just full of the love of God. And for Saint Porphyrius, it never left him. He, of course, eventually left Mount Athos and went and became a chaplain, for all purposes, in a hospital and spent the rest of his life there. And many people, of course, were cured in that hospital and many received spiritual advice, but Saint Porphyrius never, ever lost that great love of God, that great love for all people. But then we have another great saint of the church, also from the 20th century, Saint Silouan of Mount Athos, a Russian monk who came to Athos, and I think he reposed in 1938 and was glorified by the church about 20, 25 years ago. And he had an experience that was also similar to Saint Porphyrius, but it ended up differently. Because he was someone who attained also at a very early age a great deal of sanctity, incredible amount of sanctity. And yet someone actually said to him, while he was still a relatively young man, they said, "My goodness, it's so amazing. Let's think of what you're going to be like in 50 years. And Saint Porphyrius, of course, hearing that, immediately was assaulted by the temptation of pride. And he lost that inward spirit. He lost that peace of God, that grace of our Lord, completely deserted him. And it didn't come back for 14 years. A long, long time. He became somewhat despondent. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to respond. He didn't know how to grow in the Lord anymore. He didn't even know if he believed anymore. But eventually, of course, he did come around, and he writes about his experiences in several books, including this one you've probably all seen because I've quoted from it before, Wisdom from Mount Athos, Worth Its Weight in Gold. I know I say that about a lot of books, but this time I'm really telling the truth. It's really worth its weight in gold. And Saint Porphyrius actually comments, not directly, but indirectly, on the gospel reading that we heard today, because the Lord speaks about loving our enemies. And that's very hard for a lot of us, to love our enemies. I mean, if we're going to be quite frank about the whole thing, just loving our friends and our family can be difficult at times too. It really can be. And we all know this. We know this. Even loving your brethren here in the church can be difficult at times. Because person A doesn't do something you like, and person B does this, and you don't like that. And so that sort of gets in the way of your love for them. But yet that doesn't relieve you of the responsibility for loving them. Because that's imperative. We have to do that. We have to love them as much as we can. We have to forgive them or we won't be forgiven, as the Lord tells us. This is something that has to be taken deep into our souls. But I wanted to read just a bit what St. Silouan says about this. And this is, again, 40 years after he had recovered the grace of God in his heart and in his soul. And it really changed him in a really magnificent way. And he says, the Lord wants us to love our fellow man. If you reflect that the Lord loves him, this is a sign of the Lord's love in you. And if you consider how greatly the Lord loves his creature, and you yourself have compassion on all creation and love your enemies, counting yourself the vilest of men, this is a sign of the abundant grace of the Holy Spirit in you. Christ prayed for those that were crucifying him. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Saint Stephen prayed for those who stoned him, that the Lord lay not this sin to their charge. And we, if we wish to preserve grace, must pray for our enemies. If you do not feel pity for the sinner destined to suffer the pains of fire, it means that the grace of the Holy Spirit is not in you, but that an evil spirit lives in you. While you are still alive, therefore, strive by repentance and free yourself from this spirit. The Lord taught me to love my enemies. Without the grace of God, we cannot love our enemies, but the Holy Spirit teaches love that even devils rouse our pity because they have fallen from good and lost humility and the love of God. And he goes on to say something very interesting, almost like a stepping stone to this love. If you cannot love, then at least do not revile and curse your enemies, and things will already be better. But if a man curse and abuse his enemies, it is plain that an evil spirit abides in him, and that when he dies, he will go to the abode of evil spirits. May the Lord preserve every soul from such adversity. Understand me, it is so simple. People who do not know God or go against him are to be pitied. The heart sorrows for them and the eye weeps. Both paradise and torment are clearly visible to us. We know them through the Holy Spirit. And did not the Lord himself say, the kingdom of God is within you? Thus eternal life has its beginnings here in this life. And here it is that we sow the seeds of eternal torment. Where there is pride, there cannot be grace. And this is just a few of the words that he talks about here. Because he felt that he had to love absolutely everyone equally. And in fact, he tells the story of there was a man that was Orthodox, but what the Greeks would call zealotes. He had great zeal for the faith, the letter of the law, the services, everything. He had all of these things. But he had little knowledge, little understanding. And he was talking to St. Silouan one day about how all of the non-Orthodox are just destined for hellfire. They're just going. St. Silouan walked up to him and said, you know, I've been listening to you, and none of what you says is true. You're completely wrong in this. This is not the teaching of our faith. Love is the teaching of our faith. The Christ who was crucified for us, the font of love, is the teaching of our faith. It's not for you to judge anybody. If you want to spend time, look at yourself. Because there you will find all of the evil things in mankind that spring forth from our heart. So learn the faith. Learn to not be judgmental. Learn to love everyone, and learn to love especially those who persecute us, those who are evil towards us, and you know, probably those who, well, they just don't like us for whatever reason. Because you know, if someone doesn't like you, you're turned off from them. You find it difficult to pray. But my brothers and sisters, this is the heart of the gospel, that we love one another as we have been loved. We are told that only one thing that God is in the entire gospel, that God is love. Nothing else is said about this. But that equivalency is made. He is love. He is the purest of love. He is the love that has to reach deep into all of our hearts and completely change the world because, like St. Porphyrius found out, that when a man who truly loved God, who was holy in his soul and loved God more than anyone else, just being in the same church at the same time when the guy didn't even know that he was there, was enough to give St. Porphyrius enough love that it lasted his entire life. That's what all of us are called to do. To incarnate God's love within ourselves as love itself became incarnate in a human being in the person of Jesus Christ. So reflect on this. We all have, you know, people we have problems with, don't we? I know I do. I have problems with some of you sometimes. But I love you all dearly. And I pray for you all the time. Because what we perceive in other human beings in terms of interpersonal interactions and things like this, it's not important. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter a bit. It doesn't matter, really, what you think of anyone. And it certainly doesn't matter what anyone thinks of you. Nothing. Because Christ calls us to something far above that. So far above that, it's almost beyond our comprehension. But the love that He gives us is planted in us as a seed. And you know about the parable of the sower. And that most of these folks in that parable didn't end up well. Only the last person. So you've got maybe a 25% chance of being successful here. Because the other three didn't make it. But you also have the grace of God within you that can conquer all things, overcome all things, and enable you to become Christ-like if you truly desire it. And that's almost a subject for a whole other sermon. But we have to want that. We have to not only proclaim ourselves as Christians, but to want to be Christians truly. To want to do the things that we have to do. To bring down this grace upon us that God is wanting to give us, but yet that can remain inactive in us for years if we don't pay attention to it, if we neglect the great salvation that has been given to us, like St. Paul says. So remember this gospel today, this gospel from St. Luke, even though it says St. John in your bulletin. Forget that, some guy messed up, okay? It's from the Gospel of St. Luke. Chapter 6, verses 31 through 36. Look at it over and over again and understand the greatness of God's love, the greatness of our responsibility, and that how we manifest this love of God to one another when we forgive each other and when we love ourselves and our enemies. Amen.